You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Shiva Gumi calls 911, tells the operator he stabbed himself all over, but he just isn't dying. Gumi says he doesn't understand why, because his wife died when he stabbed her. Nevada cops break down a locked bedroom door and find Dr. Gwendolyn Amsarella lying next to her husband in bed. Dead. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy Amsarella was a 28-year-old graduate medical student with a bright future ahead of her. Amsarella's mother lived with the couple and let police officers in after Gumi called 911, unsure of why they had come. She told them that she was not aware of any domestic violence between the couple, but Gumi was upset that Amsarella had spent the night at a friend's house over the weekend. Gumi was taken to the hospital to treat self-inflicted stab wounds on his throat, abdomen, thighs, and arms.
Gumi, 33, charged with murder. Raimondo Tesoro sits in a lawn chair behind his parked car, watching as his buddy Greg Hancock does donuts in the parking lot. Hancock drives his truck directly at Tesoro as a joke, hits the brakes at the last second to avoid hitting him, but Hancock's truck slides and pins Tesoro between the two cars, killing him.
Hancock called 911 when he realized Tesoro was pinned, but by the time an ambulance made it up the mountain to Missoula's Snowbowl Ski Resort, Tesoro was dead. Hancock admitted to police he drank several beers before the incident. 66-year-old Raimondo Ray Tesoro leaves behind his wife, Sherry, and two adult children, Max and Marie.
Hancock, 49, charged with vehicular homicide while under the influence. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman identified as the wife of a Texas man suspected of killing five of his neighbors has been detained for allegedly aiding the man and avoiding capture for 4 days. Now a third person is anticipated to be charged in a similar manner. For more now, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Montgomery County Sheriff Rand Henderson, the wife of suspect Francisco Oropeza, 53-year-old Demivara Lamar Nava, is being held in connection with Friday night's shooting. Henderson referred to Nava as Oropeza's wife, although according to jail records, the two are not legally wed. However, the records also reveal that the two reside at the same residence. According to Henderson, Nava had previously denied knowing Oropeza's whereabouts, but police now believe she hid him in the house close to Conroe, where he was apprehended Tuesday.
A 4-day manhunt for Oropeza ended Tuesday when authorities, acting on a tip, said they found the suspect hiding underneath a pile of laundry in the closet of a house. Ahead of an anticipated migrant influx after the lifting of restrictions imposed during the coronavirus pandemic, the Biden administration is deploying 1,500 active-duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border beginning next week. According to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre, military soldiers will handle data entry, warehouse support, and other administrative responsibilities so that U.S. Customs and Border Protection may concentrate on field work. According to Jean-Pierre, the troops, quote, will not be engaged in law enforcement activities or engaging in interactions with immigrants or migrants. This will allow Border Patrol agents to focus on their crucial work in law enforcement. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will try to backfill the force with National Guard or reserve troops during that time. This, according to Pentagon spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder. They will be deployed for 90 days and will be removed from the Army and Marine Corps. At the border, there are already 2,500 members of the National Guard. After 3 stabbings within a week, 2 of which were fatal, residents of a university town in Northern California are alarmed and on edge. The most recent incident included a homeless woman who claimed she was repeatedly stabbed through her tent. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Police Chief Darren Pytel of Davis, California, stated that he was unable to confirm whether or not more than one suspect is being sought. In addition, he claimed that neither he nor older officers who had been on the Davis Police Department for longer periods of time could recall any event similar to this. According to Pytel, the third victim was a college student, and 2 of the victims were destitute. Shortly after a woman's stabbing was reported at 11:45 p.m. on Monday, police issued a shelter-in-place order. Police said they had not located the culprit, a male with long curly hair, a skinny physique, and a brown rucksack, so it was lifted hours later.
Davis lies roughly 15 miles to the west of Sacramento. Overseas now, as London police say a man was detained at Buckingham Palace late Tuesday after being suspected of having an offensive weapon. A controlled explosion was conducted as a precaution. According to the Metropolitan Police, when the man reached the palace gates and threw what seemed to be shotgun ammunition onto the grounds, authorities stopped him. The suspect also had a bag that authorities regarded as suspicious. Authorities report that there was no connection between the incident and terrorism. The arrest took place away from Buckingham Palace, where King Charles and wife Camilla were present. Insisting that the event was a police matter, palace representatives declined to comment.
Armand Nair heads through TSA at Boston's Logan Airport, where he's catching a flight home to Chicago. Nair's carry-on is flagged. He's met with handcuffs after a quick search. The offending item? A 10-inch-long titanium straw with a beveled end, nicknamed the Vampire Straw. The creator, Lacey Sabo, markets the straw as a self-defense item that can be used as a dagger, but it's also a reusable straw when you don't need to stab someone. Nair, 26, now charged with carrying a dangerous weapon. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.